Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is January the 8th, 2012. Already you are 8 days into the new year. And many are beginning to feel a sense of relief as this new year begins. There was a lot of apprehension, and there will continue to be, as people begin to experience the energies of 2012, and what the Mayans attempted to transmit, to communicate to you through their calendar. A very, very pivotal year. And as we have said before, and as many who have interpreted the Mayan's meaning, time would begin to show its malleability. What we mean by that is how it can be stretched and moved. You believe that you cannot affect time, and yet your consciousness can. Try to watch a minute on the second hand sometimes, see how long that minute can last. And then other times you will see days go by like as if they had just gone by like that. As you move more and more through this particular pivotal point, you will begin to notice that your thoughts are really affecting your world. Now, we've said this many times, and we know there are others that speak of it all the time, but for many, the proof has not been there. Because there is the long delay. You want something, and then there's this long delay before it seems to show up, and you do not associate the wanting with the event. But that really is beginning to collapse big time. Big time! And so see yourself being one of the first to notice this. Have you ever been somewhere where you are the first one to maybe notice it's getting cold, or you're the first one to notice that there's no lights in some part of the house or something? You're the one that says, hey, how come there's no lights on in the neighborhood? You notice before anyone else in the house. See yourself being that person, the one who notices time, the one who notices the flowing and the ebbing of time, and how you are affecting reality. And then see yourself for a time, noticing it just for yourself, and then start to tell people. See yourself telling them telepathically as well as verbally. See yourself communicating among all your neighbors, some you don't even know, and saying, hey, wake up, time is different. Your ability to manifest is stronger than you've ever known. So stop being unconscious. Stop being unconscious. And really begin to consciously create the world that you wish to inhabit. Now, someone would say, well, doesn't that mean that there'll be 6 billion different worlds? Possibly. But you have seen statistics that show certain attributes that some people have that others do not, and how the populace mixes out. You will see some of that going on as well. You will see it. You will see parts of the world that seem to be splitting off in their own way. Now, this is not what the world management team wants. They want to see one world under a one world government. That is not where you are headed. You are headed to a place, many of you, where individual freedom and right to exist will be honored. Now, we know these seem like just words, and they are at this time. But you will begin to see the proof of this. Many of you already have. Many that we are aware of through the vehicle already manifest quite well, whatever it is they want, whatever it is they are wanting. But now you will begin to see it among many. Among many. And you will begin to see how you are the answer to some of the requestings of your neighbors. You won't have to do anything but be yourself, but all of a sudden you might notice that you did something or you were involved in something that someone else was in wanting of. See, that's where the fabric of reality comes into play, how you are all threads in that fabric. And anyone who has seen a sweater knows if you tug on one part of it, the whole sweater feels it. So too is the collective reality that you are in. And so it will become more and more important as this year progresses for you to really intend not just for yourself, but for the larger community, for your family, for your community. See people going back to work and feeling good about themselves. See people doing things for the environment and for the economy. You see, there's this false belief that the dark team has put on you, that the economy and the environment are at odds. But when you can see from a larger perspective, you know that isn't true. You know that there are technologies that would allow you to balance better the needs of man for energies and such with the earth's desire for abundant living. So, also see a lot of these wars that are being drummed up. Hear the drumbeats sort of die off. Feel the ideas or see the ideas of people stepping back from fighting. Whether it is the United States or Iran or North Korea or whoever. See a lot of them saying, you know, the fighting thing really is overrated. Let's try a little bit more stepping back and cooperating. See some of that. Because those who are being pushed to the brink, many of them don't want to go over that precipice. They really don't. Think of John Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev during the missile crisis of the 1960s. These men didn't want to go to war. They didn't want to start flying with the nuclear bombs and such. But they were being pushed by their militaries, by their ideologies. See that kind of thing happening now, militaries and ideologies pushing. And so it will be very important for those in high places to not allow themselves to be pushed. Look at what Obama just did. We know many of you are concerned about Obama. But he is making it clear that war is not going to be the American solution to everything. The military has run roughshod over your economy for too long. Leaving you in fear so that you give them all the monies that they want for their programs and their underground facilities and whatever, and their black ops. But see a lot of that fading away. See it as if these groupings that come to the well are now finding out that there's a cop there, and they can't just come and take what they want. There's someone watching them, making sure they are taking what they need and leaving some for others. Cooperation is going to be very important at all levels as you move through this time. And think about how the Republicans, the Tea Partiers who came into office, no compromise. Well, as this Rick Santorum person was known to say, compromise is wonderful as long as the people have the same ideology. There's no compromising with people of the same ideology. They already have your ideology. Silliness. But this is the kind of logic, or lack thereof, that many have had for a long time. See that kind of logic being brought out and shown for its silliness. Because you are really, as a species, you have more in common than you know. And the needs of the individuals and the needs of the populace for clean water, clean air, for not destroying the bedrock of the planet, for not allowing toxins to leach into the environment. These kinds of things are in the best interest of everyone. And so just because people think they can go to the ends of the earth and take something and not have it show up in their neighborhood, you are doing something to someone else's neighborhood. In many ways, the earth is vast. In other ways, it is very small. And these are consciousness, these are perspectives, these are points of view. So see everyone's point of view. Imagine you are like a child. Many of you may remember when you were children and you couldn't see certain things. You couldn't look on top of the refrigerator. Our vehicle remembers when he was very young and he could not know what was on top of the refrigerator. And then one day, when he was going to the refrigerator, he said, "Whoa, I never knew that was up there." Something the mother had on the refrigerator for a long time. See yourself growing in that way and having the larger perspective. And see it happening to the most dim-witted, thick-skulled people on your world. Not just to people who seem to already have it. See the ones who really don't starting to get it. See them starting to question. And why will they question? Because something inside them is starting to amp up their bullshit meter. They've had this bullshit meter, but they've done a wonderful job at minimizing it, at squelching it. We'll see it now being turned on. And seeing them, envision them finally getting it. That much of what they consider important is really bullshit. And much of what they think is bullshit is probably important. See them growing up. It's going to be that kind of year. It's an election year. You're going to see a lot of attempts to get your interest. Really, really work on your bullshit meter. It is your belly. It's been trying to speak to you, particularly to men, for a long time. But this society has done a wonderful job at squelching men's bullshit meters. See that changing. With that, we will depart. Good day to all of you.